morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I am the bruised and battered Mary Griffith. I have the biggest bruise on my arm from when I had an IV inserted on Monday, and everybody's commenting on it. It is not Zika virus or anything like
That's
that.
Good.
Burgundy, you're safe. Burgundy Ramsey is here. She's quite concerned for her own health and safety, but I can assure everyone I'm not contagious.
It's just a very plum cut. Like, it matches the blazer.
That's
how plum it is.
Burgundy's coming in on Wednesday. She's going to be wearing a plum-colored blazer. Could you give me a bruise that color?
Yeah.
And I said we'd be happy to apply. Now, next week it'll be green, so please wear green.
Okay. I'll plan accordingly.
We have got so much great stuff that is going on for the Quincy Arts Center, Arts Quincy, the Public Library, the Quincy Historical Society. But one of the things that I think people really get excited about, if you like Antiques Roadshow on PBS,
yes,
we all say, I wonder if I have something in my attic that's worth a lot of money.
Right.
Now's a chance to find out. We've got an appraiser coming back to the Quincy Public Library. It was so popular last year, was sold out. So get your reservations in. Tell us all about this,
please. Mike Morin, who you probably have seen on Antique Roadshow, if you're a big fan of that show, is going to be coming back to Quincy. He was here last year in the summer, and it was, as you said, just a hugely popular event. We'll be at the library again this year. It's actually going to be a week from today, next Wednesday, August 24th at 10 a.m. They do still have a few spots available, though. So if you have a library card, this is a completely free program to bring your thing in to get it appraised. You can give them a call at 223-1309, extension 221, to make an appointment to bring that in. Like I said, they do have a few spots remaining, but you want to give them a call definitely before, as soon as possible, to get that spot reserved for you. So.
Okay. There are some things that are excluded.
Yes, there are.
Nazi memorabilia.
Yes.
So please don't bring that down. Weapons, traps, coins and paper money, fine jewelry, gems, and Beanie Babies. So, you know, you think your Beanie Babies are worth a million, but they're probably not. So. But they will talk about your sports memorabilia, your fine art, furniture, ceramics, glassware, folk art, toys, clocks, costume jewelry, musical instrument, books. So the library is putting this on, and this gentleman has been on Antiques Roadshow and has authored more than 25 books on antiques and collectibles.
Yes.
So if there's something sitting up in your attic, you can get it appraised absolutely free of charge. You just have to be a Quincy Public Library patron, and you still have time to sign up for a library card.
Absolutely.
So if you call in and you make your reservation and they say, well, now we don't have you in our system, you say, I'm coming down later today and you're going to get
exactly
me in your system, because a library card is absolutely free.
Yes.
There are some people that think you have to pay for that. No.
Absolutely free.
It's a free public library.
Exactly. I do want to mention that if you have large or several items to be appraised or things that are kind of fragile that you're a little bit more hesitant to move, I believe Mr. Morin is still taking house calls, so you can set that up through the library as well if you have several things or large things that you can't bring down to the library.
If you have a life-size China elephant,
exactly,
that's probably not something that you're going to be rolling through, although it is handicap accessible.
There you go.
You might be able to get it through the front door.
There you go.
But this is a great chance for people to find out what something is worth. You get an appraisal, and you know, you find out if, you know, your mother-in-law's lamp is truly hideous and worth something, or just truly hideous.
Exactly. You might be a millionaire.
You might be a millionaire.
So.
And then you have a reason to sell it instead of keeping it.
Exactly.
You can send the kids to college. Okay. So again, that is August 24th at 10 a.m., but you must pre-register. Now, if you just want to come and watch, you're welcome to come
Absolutely,
and watch at the library. They have a big room there and the seating, and you can
watch.
It's
like Antiques Roadshow Live. Like, you can be front row seat there.
Antiques Roadshow Live. That is a great way to put it. Okay, something else that's coming up that is so exciting. This is the Frank Lloyd Wright Festival Weekend in Quincy. How exciting.
So exciting. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright is considered by many to be the greatest architect of all time. You can see several of his houses in the Chicago area, the Oak Park area of Chicago.
Springfield.
Yeah, Springfield has.
But many of the houses here are influenced by
they
Frank
are.
Lloyd Wright.
And the Historical Society is lucky enough to have several of his prints from the Wasmuth portfolio in their archives, in their collection. And those are going to be on display this weekend. It's going to start on Friday night with a movie night at Gallery Solero, They're showing the Sundance-nominated film Frank Lloyd Wright by Ken Burns.
Ken Burns does it right, so yes. You know it's going to be good. And for those of you who think Frank Lloyd Wright was the worst architect, okay, I kind of agree with you. Everything was pretty, but you wouldn't want to live there because you'd freeze to death in the winter or die of heat exhaustion in the summer because he really wasn't good at sealing cracks, but it looked good.
It looked pretty, that's for sure. On Saturday, you can kind of see more of a local touch. There's going to be a Prairie House trolley tour around Quincy.
They've actually upgraded to an air-conditioned bus.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So, well, the trolley wasn't big enough.
Yeah.
People will really want to come to this. So.
Exactly.
You know, again, get your tickets in advance. They would love to take you on this tour.
Yeah, and then on Saturday night, there's going to be the opening gala at Gallery Solaro. There's going to be a raffle, art talks, appetizers, music, all sorts of fun stuff happening. So
this is great because, again, the Historical Society has expanded so much. They
yes.
have their property at 12th and State, the mm-hmm. Governor John Wood Mansion, and the Visitor Center.
Mm-hmm.
They now have taken over the 4th and Main, the old public library, which is now
yes.
the Quincy History Museum.
Exactly.
But this event is so huge, they need Gallery Solaro at 905 York to put it up.
Yeah,
so
they're just all over the place. They're taking
really
over.
It really is a nice, they're working in conjunction with people in the community
Absolutely.
To bring these. And you will have a chance to bid at auction on these lithographs.
Yes.
So if you want more information, go to the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County's website. That's HSQAC. Or here's a great way to remember their phone number. You'll never forget it once I tell
you. You've told me this before, yeah.
The John Wood Mansion was built in 1835. Mm-hmm. If you can remember, the John Wood Mansion was built in 1835. You can remember the Historical Society's phone number is 222-1835.
There you go.
See everybody this weekend at the Frank Lloyd Wright Festival. It's low and long in prairie style today.
There okay. you go.
And not to be outdone, there's something else going on that Arts Quincy is very proud of, and that's Arts in the Classroom.
Yes, we are doing our sponsor classroom drive right now. This money goes to fund our Instant Arts Classroom Funds. Now, these are grants that we give directly to teachers throughout the school year. They apply in September, and we give them out for the whole year. And they get to kind of tailor these grants, which is my favorite thing about them, because they can tailor them to their curriculum, to their students. No two grants ever look the same. They can pick how they want to use the money as long as it goes to an arts experience. So that can be bringing their kids to QCT to see the student musical or bringing an art teacher into the classroom to do a program on constellations or, you know, anything that they might be learning in other subjects as well. So we're asking for the community to help us out with these grants this year through our sponsor, Classroom Drive. Obviously, with state funding issues, all the foundations are really being, you know, pulled for money very tightly. So we want to supplement this a little bit and have a little bit more money in the pot this year to kind of fill some of these gaps. So we have a very generous community who we want to thank, and we're asking for your help and support again with this Classroom Drive. So
yeah, we know that the Quincy Public Schools, all public schools,
yes.
are strapped, strapped, strapped. In fact, there is no art education, formal art education, kindergarten through third grade
yes.
in the Quincy Public Schools. There's no art teacher. So the teachers in the classroom are having to teach art themselves.
Exactly.
And you know, at that young level, I mean, you don't have to have a PhD
right.
to teach art history, but it'd be nice. So if you know, if you want to sponsor a classroom or help get together some friends and sponsor a whole grade school
mm-hmm.
so they could go to see a play or you know, a performance or have somebody do a live painting.
Exactly.
I loved at the Art Center, they had at their last auction, they had somebody that actually created a painting in the 2 hours that we were there.
Oh, wow.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think kids would be fascinated
Absolutely.
To watch. Several people did it.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch how you start from scratch
sure.
and then end up with a painting within 2 hours. So it was really interesting. So these are all things that Arts Quincy can do for you. It is fabulous. And as always, artsquincy.org
yes.
for the website.
Yeah, more information on the sponsored classroom drive, all the events coming up, just all the arts in Quincy. You can find it all at artsquincy.org.
Okay.
So,
looking beautiful in her plum jacket next week. She or Laura, whoever comes, will be wearing a pale yellowish green color. That's what my bruise will look like next week. So
perfect.
We must be color coordinated at all times. We're going to be talking about fashion in just a moment.
Great.
With the ladies from the Hospitality House. So it's very important that we talk about fashion
Absolutely.
And be fashion-forward. They'll probably ask me to model.
There you go.
You know, these are the new colors
yeah,
for fall.
There you
okay,
go.
Thank you. It's 9:27. They're out there going, shut up and get me in here. I want to talk about my great event, and I want to hear about it, too, and so do you folks. So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you.
I could even remember those lyrics, you know. Susan Schultz joins me. She's with Blessing Hospital. Susan and I have been in many shows together at the Quincy Community Theater, and she always knows the words to every song, and I never do. So maybe that's a song that I could finally know the lyrics to. I Got My Mind Set on You. How many times do you think I could screw that up, Susan?
Never. You never screw up, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you, lady, whatever your name was in the last show. Lady hoity-toity.
Exactly.
And Sherry Bussey is here from Emerald City Jewelers. And we're going to be talking about the Hospitality House, which is an outreach program pretty much of Blessing Hospital, but is funded through private donations, etc. So let's meet our players. Sherry, first and foremost, let's learn about you. You look lovely today, by the way.
Thank
we're
going
to be talking about a fashion show, and she is quite styling, as they say. First of all, let's talk about, give you a free plug for your business, because you are a locally owned business and been in business for a long time here in Quincy.
This is my 26th year this year.
Great.
At Emerald City Jewelers. I started in my basement a long time ago and just...
You went to a little strip mall for a while?
Right, and I just keep coming to work and open the door every day, and it sort of turns into 26 years.
So. And you're beautiful. It's at 33rd and Broadway,
yes.
Right?
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 33rd and Broadway
showroom.
Under the Emerald Green Roof.
Okay, so yeah. Emerald City Jewelers.
Uh-huh. We do all jewelry repair there for anybody's jewelry that you bought anywhere. So we also have a fine jewelry department, I guess call that. We carry Pandora, and it's a lot of... fun jewelry for anybody to buy. You can buy it for yourself. It's not way outlandish priced, so you can come in and just accessorize all you like.
You can buy outlandishly priced stuff there, though, as my father found out.
Yeah. And we'll have some of those. And you can see some of those things on Friday night.
Yes. And mm-hmm. if you want to have a fainting chair, Sherry provided a fainting chair for my dad, too. That was nice. So anyway, what is your tie with the Hospitality House? How do you get involved in something like this?
I'm on the board of the Quincy Hospitality House, and kind of my title is in the fund development portion, so I'm looking towards trying to raise funds for Quincy Hospitality House.
Okay.
I do a lot in Quincy to help support nonprofit organizations, and it just seems like this was a good fit. And my brother was ill for a while a couple of years ago, and we needed something like that in Minneapolis where he was at, so I felt like there's a need in this community for people to have a place to stay when they have a loved one that needs care in the hospital or in the clinic.
Well, you and I have a shared common story,
yes.
And I just found
mm-hmm.
that out because my brother was ill,
mm-hmm.
and we used a similar thing in Chicago, my family. So
mm-hmm.
it is incredible how great it is to have a hospitality house.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
going to
talk about this big event, but let's talk about the hospitality house. Susan Schultz, because I just kind of been talking like everybody knows what it is. Now, the trademark name Ronald McDonald House, we just talked about that. They have one in Springfield, and this local New Quincy McDonald's is raising funds for that. But the Hospitality House is not affiliated in any way with McDonald's, but it is kind of a similar kind of service. People who must come to Quincy for medical treatment or to visit loved ones can have a place to stay very close to the hospital.
That's correct. It was established in 1998, and since that time we've served nearly 11,000 guests who've come to our community to seek health care and need a place that's convenient to the hospital and convenient to most of the rest of the medical community here in Quincy as well. It costs us about $45 per room per day to operate the house. But our fees are only $30. So if you're staying there as a guest, you pay $30. We have a fund that will facilitate anyone who can't even afford the $30. So those people who are in need, we have generous donors who help us with that as well. But our fundraiser on Friday night is to help to make up that difference of $15 per room that we don't make from having people stay in the house every night.
And again, you know, people can contribute more than $30, but some people are unable to contribute even the $30.
Mm-hmm.
So this fundraiser bridges the gap because you're open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, and put yourself in the place. I don't know what your situation was with your brother, Sherry, but mm-hmm. we got this phone call. He's critically ill and may not make it through the night. You might want to come and visit him, and wham, you know, that hits you like a ton of bricks. The last thing you need to worry about is, where am I going to stay? So we had mm-hmm. a nice place at Masonic Hospital. Thank you, Masonic mm-hmm. Hospital. You had a great place, and so we want a good place in Quincy for this to happen, so we've got to keep it funded and keep it going. So
okay.
Let's talk about styling on the queue, right on cue. great use of the right on cue logo. This is Friday night. It's going to be at the Quincy Community Theater, And there's a great reason for it to be at the theater. You've got a great stage to perform on. So, mm-hmm. Sherry Bussey, tell us a little bit about what's going to happen Friday night.
Well, the motto of the Quincy Hospitality House is open doors, open hearts. And so we've taken off on that. So it's open doors, open hearts through the arts. So we're styling on the queue with fun, food, fashion, arts, and just a display of fashion. So the theater is going to be used for a style show. The style show begins at 8. The tickets are for sale at 1QCT.org, I have some at my store at Emerald City Jewelers. The pre-party starts at 6:30. We'll have food catered by Hy-Vee, and we'll have an art auction of different types of art that will, you know, that celebrate the arts in Quincy. There's art of dance. There's an art of music. I don't know.
We have five art auction packages.
Okay, great.
One of them is dinner or lunch for 12 at Steamboat, Quincy Steamboat Company.
Wow.
You can work with them to plan that lunch. One is Styling on the Art of Music, and JB and friends will come to your party. You'll get a big basket of fun things to match your theme, whatever that theme might be. We have one that is the healing arts. So there's yoga, Pilates, and a one-hour massage, which are wonderful Zen things that anybody can use in their life. And we also have a celebrity auctioneer, Laura Sievert, from the
Arts Quincy.
Arts Quincy. They were just here.
She'll be here next Wednesday. She rotates.
Yeah.
She rotates with Burgundy on every Wednesday, being on the Mary Griffith Show. So she'll be fun.
She'll be our auctioneer for that for that special event. And all those funds will be given to the Quincy Hospitality House to help us keep those open doors and open hearts.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically a big party that starts about 6:30.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be plenty of food. And will there be adult beverages?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
The pre-party.
But you can't purchase the adult beverages, right?
You can.
You can.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The pre-party is in the Oakley-Lindsay Center lobby. Yes.
Because,
and they'll be
providing that. Susan and I have been at things before where we have to give away liquor because we can't sell it. But you've solved that problem.
That will not be inside the theater.
Bar. Good.
It
okay.
will be outside.
That will be outside the theater. Mm-hmm. And then at the appropriate hour, 8 o'clock after the party and then the eating and the everything's going on. Everybody's looked at the packages, had a chance to support the Hospitality House. Then there'll be a wonderful fashion show.
Fashion show for both men and women. Allie's Boutique has both men and women's clothing, and she's presenting the style show. Christopher's Studio Hair Salon, Hair Studio, is going to be doing the hair.
So good.
We've got a lot of participation from some celebrity models, that people that you might know. If you've liked our Facebook page, we've been featuring the different celebrity models that are going to be on stage showing the beautiful fashions. She's got something for every person, so it's not and it's not just an event for women. We're encouraging, you know, couples to come and make it a night, a gala night. We've got beautiful jewelry that a lot of the board members and some other people are going to be wearing at the pre-party. That everyone's, if you look for somebody dressed in black, they've got on probably a beautiful piece of jewelry from Emerald City. So these are pieces that are not typical for Quincy.
Be for sale that night, too?
Okay,
so if you like it, snatch it right off of them. I love the piece you're wearing, by the way.
Thank you. Can you
describe that, and did you make that yourself?
No, I didn't make it myself. I appreciate other people's talents as well. I do have a piece of turquoise. A piece.
Yeah, that's a piece, baby. That is a beautiful piece of turquoise, that's for sure. And you even have a bracelet.
Matching
that
bracelet. It's all about coordinating, you know. Oh, matching, matching.
She even has little matching earrings. But you would expect that from somebody who owns a jewelry store, right? Okay, so there's going to be just a lot of great stuff going on. Fashion, food, and art. Friday night, August 19th at the Quincy Community Theater. And really, we haven't seen the theater used a lot for parties for other groups. I know the theater will have parties there every once in a while for their sponsors or donors, but this is nice because it's a beautiful venue space and it should be utilized more. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's been a partnership between the Quincy Community Theater and the Hospitality House. Hospitality House is providing refreshments at intermission for most of the shows for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is just a way to bump up that kind of symbiotic relationship, right?
We love it when nonprofits can benefit each other, can support each other. In fact, one of our celebrity models is Sally Westerhoff. So we've reached out to other parts of the community to bring in people to help us just have a really great gala event, something that's never been seen in Quincy, but also to support the house. From Blessing Hospital, Maureen Kahn and Pat Gerbler are going to be some of our celebrity models.
Now, there's a good-looking man.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So he'll be styling. Oh, I can't wait to see
and
what
if you know on. Chef Michael and Nadine, they'll be some of our celebrity models. So as Sherry said, there's something for everyone. It is going to be a great time and a great opportunity to support a local not-for-profit, as well as the people that have sponsored us. KHQA has been a wonderful partner with our video produced by Frank Kahn, Pam Jacobs Advertising, the Quincy Community Theater, of course, Emerald City, and several that have
Hy-Vee,
worked.
Don't forget
Hy-Vee
them.
Is providing us with upscale hors d'oeuvres for the evening.
Yeah.
It's going to feel like a pre-party or after-party from the Academy Awards. Come and enjoy.
Okay, that sounds like it's going to be great. 6:30, the cocktail party. 7 o'clock, Styling on the Queue Arts Auction. Of course, food and imbibing will be taking place for all of this. And then the fashion show at 8 p.m. Now, you mentioned that tickets are on sale at 1QCT.org online. They can come to Emerald City at 33rd and Broadway. Is there another outlet? Can they come to the Blessing Hospital? No.
They are not available at Blessing, but they can walk up to the window at the community,
theater
and purchase them right there rather than having to do that online. Yeah. They're also still available at the door on the night of the party. So if anybody just at the last minute decides this is the thing to do, come on down.
You know, you mentioned serving more than 11,000 guests, and I think that it's kind of intriguing. It's kind of like the hotel tax in Quincy. A lot of people that have live in Quincy, they've not stayed in a hotel in Quincy. Why would they? They live here. You know, we might have been to the ballroom or something. Well, same way with the hospitality house. The chance that somebody who has a residence in Quincy will use the hospitality house is rather slim in a sense, and yet if I'm ever injured or my family wants to come and visit me, that may be where they stay. So you're really, it really is neighbor helping neighbor, because we're providing this in our community for people like Sherry Bussey, who needed it in Minneapolis, for people like Mary Griffith, who needed it desperately in Chicago. And we have this need. And Susan, because of your affiliation with Blessing Hospital, you probably see some people just want to come and spend the night because they're going to have a medical procedure the next day and they don't want to drive all the way in from, you know, Perry, Missouri or something. But other people probably come in, they come directly from the emergency room, probably right over to the hospitality house, just exhausted, needing a shower and a bed. And that's really a life-saving situation for a lot of folks.
That does happen frequently, as well as day stays. We sometimes have people who come in from a rural community to receive either radiation or chemotherapy treatment. They don't feel quite up to driving home, so they'll come and take a nap, they'll come and take a shower, and then they can get on the road. We also have people in those situations who come and stay for the week. Because they have that therapy every day, it's easier to stay here in town, go home on the weekend, come back and do it the next week. We've provided that kind of a home-like setting for very many people over the years.
And, you know, you say, well, couldn't you just stay with family? But when it's a high-stress situation like that, sometimes it's best to have that separation and a place to go where you can relax and unwind. And so it's really critical. I mean, Sherry, you know firsthand how important the need is. When people need this kind of help, thank goodness it's here.
It is a wonderful service. It's a wonderful facility. We hope someday to have a better facility, but as we get our feet underneath us and get building some funds, we'll be able to help improve that. I did want to say that we are offering a little special section in the lobby on Friday night where you can sort of purchase a room for a day in honor of somebody. For $30, you can name a room for that day after someone, a loved one. Maybe it's your mother's birthday, and for that day, you want to, there's three rooms. You could spend $90 and do the whole day for her, or just one room for $30, whatever you want to do. So we'll have a calendar there where you can pick out your date and bring your little credit card. We've got the little machine all ready to swipe it and help support the hospitality house on with the extra funds that were a little bit short for every stay.
What a wonderful gift. I mean, just think about that. You know, the people that you never know what to buy them for their mm-hmm. anniversary or for Christmas because mm-hmm. they have everything. Mm-hmm. You know, what a great way to say, Grandma and Grandpa, guess what? We, all the grandkids got together and we made a whole day or maybe even a whole week if you got lots of grandkids in, in your honor at the Hospitality House. The address of the Hospitality House, because it's right there close to the Blessing campus.
It is at 1129 Oak, so it is just across the street, which is something I was thinking about as you were talking. You know, they can walk from there to the hospital. If they're not able to walk, our shuttle will come and pick them up. So it's very convenient to being right there where the treatment needs to happen rather than across town with a loved one, with a family member.
That relationship between Blessing and the Hospitality House, refresh my memory. Are you a subsidiary of Blessing Hospital? Does Hospitality House stand alone, or how does that work?
We operate under the same tax ID as Blessing Hospital.
So you're part of Blessing Hospital, but
we are,
you need your own private fundraising to help make it happen. Okay, great.
It is their building. They support us with all kinds of intangibles, like legal representation and financial help, or fiscal help,
right.
You know, accounting,
make
accounting
sure
services, because I'm
audit,
not an accountant.
Audit the funds.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Like that.
But yes, we do need to
probably
raise
laundry
our own
too.
Money.
I bet the laundry gets.
We get that
out.
Through Denman, and
oh,
we
great.
Pay Denman for that service.
Service, yeah, great.
But we couldn't operate it at all without the volunteers.
That is
we have volunteers there from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and it's a great place to volunteer. Anyone in the community that's looking for that opportunity, as Mary said, it's open every day of the week. So if you want to volunteer on a Saturday or Sunday, this is a great place to do it. 4-hour shifts. And usually it's pretty quiet.
Sure.
We've had many Blessing employees who were going for their masters that scheduled themselves for once a week at the Hospitality House to do their homework.
You betcha. If you can't get that knitting project done because everybody's bothering you at home,
exactly.
Don't do your knitting at the hospital.
It's a nice, quiet place. We have people who bring their ironing. And but that's not to say that sometimes being there for the person, for that guest, who is either, you know, with a loved one, trying to keep their sanity and keep together for their loved one's sake, or perhaps they've just had someone in their life pass away, and they can stay here during a funeral as well,
That's great.
It's all that part of the healing process, and we want to be there for them.
Well, thank goodness for the Hospitality House and for Blessing Hospital, and thank goodness for Allie's Boutique and Christopher's and Pam Jacobs Advertising, and Frank Can Productions, and Emerald City Jewelers, and Hy-Vee, and KHQA, and the Quincy Community Theater, because, folks, if you're looking for a great way to spend Friday night, you can have a cocktail party and an art auction and a great fashion show, and all the proceeds benefit the Quincy Hospitality House Open Doors, Open Hearts Through the Arts, styling on the queue. Thank you, Sherry. Bunty, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Always great to see you, Susan.
Thank you, Mary.
And I hope to see you both again very soon.
I'll be on stage in the next production.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
See you there.
I can't wait. That was a very popular song way back in 1987. Belinda Carlisle was just a young thing then. Today is her birthday, and Belinda Carlisle of the Go-Go's is now 58 years young. And the Go-Go's have reunited, and they're going back out on tour, so we should be hearing some Go-Go music again for those of you who love that. Mary Griffith Show underway tomorrow, of course, on the Mary Griffith Show. We're going to have Master Gardener Kathy Carpenter. Wow, what a summer this has been. It's been really dry and hot. A lot of people's plants have suffered. Maybe their trees have suffered. So she's going to get us through the end of the growing season and get ready for fall. So that is something to look forward to. Also, coming up, this is way in advance, but I thought I'd give you guys a little advance notice so you can make plans. If you know someone who is a veteran or if you are a military veteran, Harrison Monuments is having a special day for you on Veterans Day. Friday, November 11th, I will be at Harrison Monuments broadcasting. We're taking the morning show on the road to Harrison Monuments, and that's down at 12th and Harrison, and we're going to be having breakfast there and a chance to talk to all different kinds of veterans and learn what's happening with our veterans in our community, and that is sponsored, of course, by Harrison Monuments, and we thank them for that very much. I also want to thank Susan Schultz for being on my show today to talk about the Hospitality House. Susan is also one of the cast of the next production at Quincy Community Theater, Almost Maine, and we have tickets to give away to Almost Maine here at Star Radio. So we're going to be rolling that out next week, but needless to say, you should like us on Facebook so you always know what's happening, not only on the Mary Griffith Show every day, but on the morning show. And we'll keep you abreast of all the giveaways and fun things that are happening here at WTAD with my partner Steve Vohl and I from 6 until 9 in the morning, then the Mary Griffith Show from 9 until 10. And don't forget, you can always stay tuned for the morning meeting, which is coming up next. And they're going to talk, I know they're going to talk about the flap at Mizzou. Was the hierarchy of the Mizzou administration spying on the social media accounts of protesters and those who were union organizers? That'll be a great topic, and we look forward to that. That's coming up, of course, in the next hour. So we've had a great day today. Get out and enjoy. If you can today and you want a corn dog and some cotton candy, go to your local Meals Plus for Seniors meal site. That's lunch today. Is corn dogs, corn on the cob, cotton candy, and all that fair food. That's their big thing today. Then tomorrow it's Cook's Night Off from 4 until 6. Choose roast beef or fried chicken. You get wonderful sides with that, and all the proceeds benefit the home-delivered Meals on Wheels. And if you can deliver Meals on Wheels, 223-5700, they need you desperately. So give them a call. That's it for today. We'll be back to do it tomorrow with Master Gardener Kathy Carpenter.